Well, you've been in London all this week, and the girls have been working really, really hard. I mean, we hit the ground running. As soon as we got off the plane, they had to check into the hotel and change into their uniforms and start doing promotional events all over the city. But it's gone really, really well.
Bringing 35 different people to London to do all the promotions and events and branding and marketing for this game has been really easier than I thought it would be. Having John and Maria this week has been a life-saving opportunity for me. Trying to maneuver schedules, promotions, four appearances at the same time in four different locations. Without them, it wouldn't be possible for us to make it happen. This week's activities have consisted of primarily landmark promotions. So it's been work, but it's also been an opportunity for them to see the sights as well.
We got to see the London Eye, and we got to see Big Ben, the Tower Bridge, and it was really nice just getting to see the history of London in kind of like a quick second, but also representing that the Rams were here.
Three, two, one.
So Nicole knows a lot about us, but we want to know more about Nicole. So what better way than to go and do some cheerleading with the LA Rams here at Pineapple?
So on day two, we got to go to Pineapple Studios, which is a huge dance studio here in London. And we got to teach some of the X Factor contestants our touchdown dance.
Four, five, six, seven, eight.
It was really fun because they picked up so quickly that we were like, wow, we were so impressed with them.
The most challenging thing is trying to learn the dances in time, trying to move with the music and learn like that kind of style is so difficult, and I don't know how these guys can do it, it's so hard.
In this whole experience of mine on the show, it's been one of the toughest challenges trying to learn, pick up this cheerleading routine, but it's been fun at the same time.
It was really fun to kind of tell them like to stay in line or to do something on this count, and Aubrey left them with some really good tips that, you know, always keep your chin up and your head up, and they took that away that they're going to use on stage with them when they're competing. So we got to do a Play 60 here in London. We do it all the time in the States, but doing it here was even more fun because I actually got to take part in some of the activities. So I was interacting with the kids and just seeing them active and getting out there and learning what American football, a lot of them made comments like, the ball's shaped weird, or I'm scared that it's going to poke me in the eye. And they had a lot of fun with, you know, our version of football. And it's been an amazing, amazing experience.
We've got a linebacker drill going on over there where children are hitting the tackle dummies and doing a really good job of it, really, actually. We've got throwing and catching 101 over there. We've got flag gauntlet drills going on. There's lots to do and learn. For them to come and the players and the cheerleaders and the Rampage to be here is absolutely amazing. I mean, they absolutely love it.
Those kids love to dab. I think I dabbed that day more than 100 times.
Operational training, where the squadrons train for their exercises and stuff like that.
Today we've had the cheerleaders from the LA Rams come to visit soldiers of the Household Cavalry Regiment. They've seen all sorts of different things across the regiment. They've seen the officers' mess, the warrant officers and NCO's mess. They've been to see some of the guys learning to ride at riding school, and they've seen some of the guys preparing to go on exercise on the vehicles at the tank park as well.
Slide forward.
I got to hold a lot of their equipment and get in some of their tanks. And then getting to hold their rifles, man, they're heavy. Even their gear that they wear, their bags are extremely heavy.
And you run with this?
Honestly, my favorite moment was actually getting to know a lot of the guys who served there. Just getting to hear their stories, how they got there, and their family traditions and serving. They say that they served the Queen. So that was special for me, just getting that one-on-one time with them.
Thank you.
The girls were absolutely charming all day, and they took a real interest in everything that was going on here, asked some really interesting questions, and I know the guys really enjoyed having them here.
Today to work with our year six children, and as you can see behind me, that has worked really well. So I think their cheerleading is looking really impressive after only about 10 minutes of work with the class. So they're having such a good time.
It probably was one of the best appearances or the best promos that we had, because we were interacting with kids at school at their pep rally, and they were so excited to see us as much as we were excited to see them.
It's absolutely fantastic for the children. It's lovely for them to see people who are at the top of their career. It's lovely to see role models that they can aspire to. And it was really great for the children to hear how much education had an important part to play in the careers of the cheerleaders up until this point.
I went to Arizona State University and I studied international business.
I think a lot of people don't realize that we're not only cheerleaders and ambassadors for this organization, but we also have full-time jobs. And we really stress the importance of education for them, that, you know, although we love what we do and we are cheerleaders, we wouldn't be here without, you know, the education background. And so that was special to share that with them.
Go through all those transitions for the pregame routine. I don't want talking. I don't want anything. I want you to listen, and when I say move to the next formation, you move quickly and efficiently.
We're here this week not to be on vacation. I mean, we're here working, and we've been doing exactly that. And we prepared as much for this trip as we possibly could back at home. But as is with sports, sometimes you get there and they throw something new at you. So once we got here, we found out that the girls were going to be performing with the feature artist Craig David in the pregame.
At home, we only perform twice. And here we are performing six times. And we had to learn an entire new 3-minute dance. As dancers, we only usually dance for a minute and 20 seconds. So having to learn a 3-minute routine 2 days before the game and perform it live has been a really challenging experience.
I think getting up at 5 a.m. and preparing yourself for, you know, it's going to be a long day, I think that's the most challenging part. But the moment you're up, you have your makeup on, you're putting on your uniform, you're strapping on those boots, and you're getting on that bus, you feel so honored to be able to have this as your job.
The one thing I want to see out of all the cheerleaders is for them to enjoy themselves. This is an opportunity of a lifetime. It's not very often that we'll be able to travel around the world and perform an NFL game in another country. So I'd like to see them at the top of their game. I want to see them enjoy every moment and to just take everything in.
I'm just excited to be in a packed house, in a packed stadium in a different country, bringing LA to London and showing them how we get down.
Amazing. It was absolutely incredible. I think that the best part was just being out on the field and just feeling the crowd's energy while we were out there dancing. It was incredible. I'm going to miss the tightness that we have. We go to breakfast together and we go to lunch together and we, you know, cheer at the school together and on the field together. The Los Angeles Rams cheerleaders were always doing something in different places, which is great because we're hitting different parts of Los Angeles. But here, we're all together. That makes us stronger as a team. So when we go out onto the field, you feel stronger than ever because you've spent so much time with them, not only as the Los Angeles Rams cheerleader, but whoever they are outside of that.